talking about quite sort of complicated high-level robots there, but Dave's got a little experiment to show us the sort of very basics of how you get a robot to move.
Most robots are electrical and they've got a computer driving them, so you need some way of turning electricity into movement. So this is all based on a really basic effect. What I've got here is a coil of wire around basically a bolt, and I'm going to attach that to a battery, and that's over the top of some paper clips. And if I attach that to the battery...
Oh, the paper clips all jumped up and touched the bolt. So that bolt isn't a magnet in itself. They weren't attracted to it before you touched it to the battery.
That's right. But when you put electricity through a coil of wire, it turns into a magnet. And electricity and magnets are very, very well interconnected. So we can build an incredibly simple motor using these kind of principles.
So we've just made some paper clips jump, which is great. We've got some movement, but it's not really very useful. So you're going to do something now where we can get some slightly more useful movement.
So this is a model of basically the first electric motor which was ever built. It was built by Faraday. He used a bath of mercury, which we're not really allowed to, but luckily things have got easier since because magnets have got a lot stronger.
So you've got a sort of cylinder-shaped magnet, which you've attached to a base of a sort of base, a clamp, the base of a clamp, and then you're sitting a battery on the top of it. So you've basically built a tower so far.
Yep, and I'm just going to add a little bit more to that tower, the second magnet on the top with a little nut on the end of that, like a nut and bolt, because that gives me a little hole. And so what I want to do is complete the circuit. So at the moment, basically, you've got a battery sitting there. And if I put a piece of wire between the top of the battery and the magnet at the bottom...
So that's a beautiful spiralled piece of wire. It looks a little bit like a Christmas decoration. You've sort of put it so that it's wrapping round the battery with one end sitting on the top in the nut. Oh, and it's started to spin. Can everyone see that? Brilliant. So what... So what's going on here then? Why is it spinning?
So if you have an electric current moving near a magnet, it actually gets a force on it. And if this is arranged so the electric current is going at right angles to the magnetic field, just at the bottom where it's right near the magnet, and that produces a force which pushes a little spiral round and round and round, and you get an incredibly inefficient motor. Luckily, engineers are better at this than I am, and they've spent 100 years or so getting far, far better designs of motor, which means that using this amount of power, you can actually do something useful rather than just make a little tiny spiral go round and round. But it's all based on similar effects with magnetic fields applying forces to wires with electric current running through them, and you can make things go round and drive your robots.
So will that just keep going now?
Until the battery goes flat or the wire bends, which it does occasionally. It does get quite warm after a while, which means I should probably stop it before it gets too hot.
Dave Ansell and Ginny Smith, thank you very much.